Good Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So the Ten Commandments, often considered a fundamental ethical and moral code in Christianity, hold significant importance for young boys. Understanding and applying these commandments can have a profound impact on their moral development, character formation, and overall well-being. We are joined on the line by Pastor Majuru, who's going to help us to understand how our boy children can apply and understand the Ten Commandments. My Pastor Muribwanji.
Tiribuino, kayanabo Muribwanji.
Tiribuino. I hope you are good, my Pastor.
I'm good. Next time you should greet me in Irenje. In Irenje, we greet like Mwabukaviani.
You, that's a long one. Say it again.
Mwabukaviani.
Oh, Mavukiani. Write it for me, Mpundis. After we our chat today, if you just write it for me, when I read it, I will say it correctly.
Amen.
Mpundisi, thank you so much for coming through to speak to us. I'm going to ask that before we start. Can you please kindly pray for us?
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Lord and our Father, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity which you have given us to listen to your word. We thank you for this program. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you may continue speaking to us. For this we pray and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. So we're looking at the Ten Commandments and how our boy children can understand and apply them in our daily life. So Mpundiswami, how do now the Ten Commandments, which we all know they're found in the book of Exodus, contribute to establishing a strong moral foundation for young children?
Amen. Amen. No, what a powerful lesson. Now, I wanted also to find out, Mama, so that I don't go beyond our agreed time. I want to be a good steward. I'm supposed to do this one in how many minutes? 15?
15 minutes. Yes.
So this is 9:43. So meaning by 10 hours, I'm supposed to be done.
Yes, Mfundis.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you so much for this privilege and opportunity. I must confess and mention that I have a passion for young people. And not only that, even the current position I have as a youth director, I like to interact with young people and see how we can help one another. So when I saw this lesson, to me, it was a plus. To say now it will not only be the Midland West Zambia Conference youths, I also have a privilege to talk to the young people, I can say globally, because I'm sure our radio here touches many places. So we are talking about our young people, the boyhood, and in connection with the Ten Commandments. Like we have also heard from our sister here, the Ten Commandments often considered a fundamental ethical and moral code in Christianhood, significantly important for young boys. We are saying when we consider these Ten Commandments in connection with the young boys, there must be something which can help them to grow into a responsibility. Remember on Monday, we are talking about men or adult people.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be a foundation. You know, when you are building a house, when you are building a house, you concentrate on what we call foundation.
Mm.
Foundation is where you start building a house. If the foundation is not strong, that house, when the strong wind comes or when there's heavy rains, the house will do what? Will collapse.
Mm.
What am I trying to say? We have an opportunity and privilege, especially we leaders, pastors and elders, that we build our young ones to have a strong foundation so that the builder or the build cannot collapse.
Mm.
You know, if we are to have a strong and the well-organized society, community, country, companies, we need to make sure that we concentrate on the young ones, we build them. But today we are saying we can only build this, we can only do this if we teach and connect with the Ten Commandments.
Mm.
Our understanding and applying for these commandments can have a profound impact on their moral development.
Mm.
If we are to make sure that the young ones are connected to the Ten Commandments, it therefore means to you and me that their moral development, character formation, and even overall well-being, it will be something which will be of help. But the main question we want to tackle is how do the Ten Commandments contribute to establish a strong moral foundation for young people?
Yes.
How does applying the principles of the Ten Commandments contribute to the character development of these same young people? You know, let me mention this. When last time I gave a definition, just a rough definition, we know their main definition. And so when we are talking boys or young people, we are saying this is the state or time of being a boy. The definition of young people varies depend on the organization or a country. It depends. Like us under youth ministry now, from GC down to a local church, we are saying under Adventist youth ministries, these are people aged from 4 to 30. That is under our Adventist young people. That is how the church is ranging. But when you do your research, the World Health Organization, you find that it defines and also talks about adolescence as between the age of 10 to 19. It also defines the young people, it refers to individuals aged from 10 to 24. So these, they vary. You will find that when you also read your dictionaries, one of the dictionaries I was trying to find out about the definition of young people written by Webster, it says youngs are being in the first or early age stage of life, growth or development. So it considered the early stage. But the main point is these early stage, these young people, either from 4 to 30, these young people, either from 9 to 4 to 15, either from 10 to 24. The question is, how can the Ten Commandments be of help? That is the main question we are trying to see. So number one, we want to understand and believe that most of us, we know that the commandments are coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 1, going down there up to somewhere 20. Specifically, the Ten Commandments are from Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 17. But that chapter talks about the commandment. When God gave this commandment to Moses to go and give the Israel, I'm doing a summary. I may not read the verses because I'm trying to see how I can summarize because of time. God gives the commandments to Moses. So go and give the children of Israel. How? Because this is the same term commandment. Remember, they were moving from Egypt going to the promised land. So God wanted the children of Israel to remain attached to him. And so when you summarize the Ten Commandments, they are summarized in two parts. From commandment number one to number four, we talk about God. That's why in the New Testament it says, love your God with all your heart. It's just a summary of the first 14 commandments. Then the other six, from 5 to 10, love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's a summary of the commandment of 6 to 10. So these commandments, they really help us. I know when you are talking about the commandment, most of the time, we must understand that sometimes the commandment, we critically look at it and say, this commandment that will help, this one is as usual, this life as usual. But to the young ones, I'm here to announce to all of us who are listening to me that the Ten Commandments, they apply well to all the young people. Number one, if worldly priority are any indication, we certainly have other gods we put before the true God. You know, when we look at wildlife here, we cannot run out of it because we're talking about do not have other gods, isn't it, according to the commandment?
Yes.
So we are saying because of the life of the worldly, young people, they have gone an extra mile to have their own Tumasmo gods. You find that they worship these Tumasmo gods. If we are not careful, sometimes even time for worship, like families, we may not have that time because they are used to these small gods, gods which cannot give life, gods which cannot heal you, gods which cannot even protect you. But, you know, because of this worldly life, the young ones, they are taken. When you tell them about lifestyle, when you tell them how life's supposed to be, they want to attach themselves to those small gods. gods which have got no help. And so when you bring in the true commandments, the Ten Commandments from Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 17, and you teach the young ones about the true God, the Holy One, the Creator of heaven and earth, it will build a strong foundation.
Mm.
We make these idols of celebrate. You know the young ones, when they are talking about celebrate. These are gods they are making on themselves.
Yeah.
And so where's the true God? And this God is supposed to be worshipped.
Mm.
You accept with me, my sister, that these celebrates sometimes, they take time to our young people such that everything, whatever they want, because they want to, they go outside the way, outside what they are supposed to live. Look, talk about lifestyle from the young people. Talk about wealth, young and old when it comes to wealth. People can do anything. I've heard stories, and some of it is true, that because of wealth, that's why the Bible teaches you and me that at least we must be content with what we have.
Mm.
People, they even go an extra mile to do things which are not correct just because they want to have wealth.
Mm.
Others, they can even kill their relatives. Others, they can do all these things. But when you bring the commandment will tell you, thou shall not kill. And so, because of this, we must understand that the Ten Commandments, they will help our young ones. Sometimes, when we talk about these images and objects, and when we, sometimes our young ones, when we are not careful, when we are not teaching them about the Ten Commandments, it's high time all of us, we arise and do the right thing to the young ones.
Mm.
Because sometimes, even what they are putting in their bodies, you get shocked. Have time with even your children at home. Take time, observe them, see what they are doing, build them, bring them the Ten Commandments, Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 17, to help them to grow spiritually.
Mm.
Sometimes we use the name of God in all kinds of profound ways, including swearing, say, I swear.
Mm.
You see, the Ten Commandments is one of the commandments which says, thou shall not take God's name in vain. So these young ones, they need to understand that we worship a true God.
Mm.
And according to the commandment, it stands that God is our God, is the creator of heaven. We cannot be screaming anyhow, swearing anyhow, even on things which does not make sense. When it comes to fourth commandment, I'm trying to summarize because of time, my sister.
Yes,
we use the Sabbath day for our biggest games. We know about soccer. People, they would rather go and watch football and forget to worship our God. Our most serious recreation, our shopping, because we feel this is the only time I have to go and shop. That is the Sabbath. We feel this is the only time I have to go and do games because it's Sabbath. We feel this is the only time I have to go and do all these things because this is the free time. Because people will say, we are occupied, we are busy people, we are youths. From Monday to Friday, we are so busy, so we can only use our weekend. So they have no time to worship their true God. Yet the commandment tells you and me, 6 days you shall labor. Sabbath, rest and worship the true God. But the question is, are our young people worshiping the true God? When you see them, when there is soccer, they are marching, going to stadium to go and watch soccer and on Sabbath. What does it tell you? Are we able to teach our young ones about the true Sabbath?
Mm.
We treat all these things, recreation, entertainment, breaking the commandment. And yet we are seated and saying, Jesus is coming. When he comes, the question is, are young people going to be part and parcel of those who are going to rejoice that God has come? Or maybe we just do as usual, say, I know it's business as usual. When we are talking about the commandment written on the two stones, on the first stone, these are the first I've summarized so far from number one to number four. We find the fourth commandment that we talked about, that it needs and it helps the young ones to have a relationship with God.
Mm.
This is the time when our young ones, the young people, they have to go and have a the relationship with their true God, to worship God, our true creator, the one who gives us life, the one who sustains us, the one who allows us to succeed. And so if at all we allow them on Sabbath to go and do all these other entertainment and forget to worship the true God, the question is, when will they have their relationship with God? That is the question. That is the question. First commandment, in summary of the four, as I move on, the first commandment, you shall not have any other gods before me. So God is, the God whom we worship is the God of jealousy, the God, not this jealous, I mean, is the God who knows that he's the only one who created us. And so we are not supposed to have other gods. So we need to teach the young ones not to start worshiping these images, not to start worshiping the celebrates, not to start worshiping games. They must worship the true God. Yet the second commandment say, you shall not worship idols or make images to worship. The question is, when they are coming up with those celebrates, when they are coming up with those images, are we able to come in and teach the young ones, say, this is wrong, let them worship the true God? Yet the third commandment teaches you and me, you shall not take the Lord's name in vain. When they are swearing, when they are doing this and that, are we sure that we are teaching our young ones about the third commandment? Yet the fourth commandment, you shall keep the Sabbath day holy.
Yeah.
When we see them marching there and up and on Sabbath, going around, doing games and other things which they want to entertain themselves, the question is, are we doing justice to the young ones? God gave these commandments to the children of Israel. Remember, they were coming out of slavery. So why do we want to allow our young ones to go back to slavery, to go back and do things which will not help them? The fifth commandment, allow me to summarize, because time is not with me. Honor your father and your mother. The question is, are we teaching our young ones? This time we have young ones who challenge their father, who challenge their mother, one-on-one, but the question is, are they keeping the commandment? Remember, it is very clear on the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be longer. Maybe, I'm just thinking, my sister, maybe that's why we have the young ones dying as young as they are. Maybe they are forgotten to keep the fifth commandment. Maybe they are not honoring their fathers and mothers. Sometimes our young ones are not taught that when the Bible says, honor your father and your mother, it's not only the biological father and the mother. It is anyone who is of the age, must be honored, because these are our fathers and our mothers. You find the young ones, even on the way now, they challenge the old people, they challenge their own mothers, they challenge their fathers. But the question is, what type of a society are we building? So it is time for you and me to stand and tell the young ones to do the right thing. The sixth commandment, you shall not kill. Brothers and sisters, somebody told me that nowadays you would rather move with animals, because the people, they can kill you at any time. You see, when we reach such an extent, then we must know that things are not okay. But the question is, are we teaching our young ones? They are involved in murder. They are involved in any things. They are involved all in these things.
True.
But are we sure that, are we teaching them the Ten Commandments, which will help them to grow? You shall not commit adultery, the seventh commandment. You shall not commit adultery to the youths. I tell them when we have camps, brothers and sisters, we are here in the camp, in the youth camp. I know our parents are back home. I know our elders are back home. I know our deacons are back home. So you be a deacon on your own. This camp meeting, we may not manage to see all of you, but remember, there is God who sees you wherever, where you go. Because it becomes normal, fornication and the doubt that it becomes normal to the young people. They are so excited that they forget about the Ten Commandments. But the question is, as they do these things, when they grow up, who have a better society? Who have leaders of this community? You shall not steal. You shall not steal. Commandment number 8. You shall not steal. Brothers and sisters, our young people, they are involved in all sorts of things. I pray that all of us will take time to teach the young ones to do the right thing. Stealing is almost coming a normal thing to the young people, because they know with this hardship, with this economic hardship, they feel stealing is just part and parcel of life, but they forget that just stealing somebody will miss heaven. How I wish we can teach our young ones to do the right things. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This is our duty as leaders to tell the young ones not to bear false witness, because these also bring unity in the neighbor. These will bring harmony. These, because you know, a third reporter always adds something. So when you bear false witness, you are not only killing yourself, you are also killing the society, you are killing the church, you are killing the family. It is your duty, it is my duty to be a responsible young person. As youth, I encourage you out there to do the right thing. Let's remain faithful to our goal. Let's remain faithful and let's unite the society. Let's not divide the society because we are store zealers. Do not covet. You and me, the last commandment reminds you, God himself tells the children of Israel, and he is the same one, God, telling the young one out there to do the right thing. My friends, listen to me as I summarize and as I close the 10 commandments. These are the commandments which can help you to live a free life, not a life of guilty as young people. The 10 commandments, these are the commandments which will help you to live a fullest life with love, to love your God, with love, to love your neighbor, with love, to love everyone. These are the commandments which can help us to grow spiritually. How I pray that you have time to go through the commandments, time to allow God to speak to us, time to do the right thing. Otherwise, we want to thank you, my sister, for this time that we have discussed about the Ten Commandments pertaining to the young people. I pray that those who have listened to me, they will also have time to share to others. Otherwise, thank you so much. I wish you well. I wish you God's blessings. Otherwise, I hope you allow me to pray. It's
yes,
now
please.
10:02. Allow me to pray as we close this program. Our God and our Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, thank you for this reminder. I pray for the young ones that even Father, they will have time to study the Bible, time to read the Ten Commandments, and not only read, but to follow all the principles, because this is the only way which will have a better society, and this is the only way which will allow us to have internal life. Therefore, continue teaching us as young ones. We also pray for our parents and leaders that they will have time to teach us. Thank you for this program, and continue guiding us. In Jesus' name I pray, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. In-